Okay, thank you. So we're back out of, I'm going to call this meeting back into order. We're out of recess. And the time is 3:25, clerk. Okay. Has everybody received all their amendments in their email? Those should have come from the clerk. So let's go back to item number six, which is ONCA 25-112, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse Five-Man Board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be offered at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, page one, line 24, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
I just wanted to state for the record, if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
That what we're doing here is under the recommendations of the snapshot that we have taken with our revenue sources, it makes more sense for this to come out of retained revenue right now with all the constraints we have on it. So that's why I'm putting this amendment forward.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Any other action? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 112 to Congress with the due pass as amended recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next is item seven, ONCA 2593, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, this is the same type of amendment. Page one, line 24, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. The amendment passes. Any action? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2593 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. Our next item is ONCA 2590, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC in the amount of $7,351,000 for Skyway 36 and Lost Creek Ranch and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, page one, lines 16 and 24, strike $7,351,000 and insert $2 million. And line 26, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
I'll discuss. So this amendment gives all of the critical features that we've been given by the Osage LLC that they need immediately to perform to help their forward and continue their business on. I think it was a little bit less than this that they were asking for the critical. I just went ahead and rounded it up to $2 million so they could pick up one of the other projects that they had down below. So it would allow them to pick up something else from below the line of the document that they sent to us. I think it's a fair amount to get them started down the road for this fiscal year. And as things move forward, we can revisit again what their plans are. I don't think it's necessary to give them it all right now, this minute, especially the budgetary constraints that we have been under. So that's why I put this amendment forward. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion?
Chair.
Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be a no on this amendment because I would like to support an amendment for an amount that includes both the critical and high priority categories for them to be able to operate out of both of those. So that's, I'll just, I'm explaining my no vote for this amendment, and then I'll be supporting an amendment for, it is a lower amount than the original bill, but it'll be a higher amount than Congresswoman Whitehorn's.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're voting on an amendment to reduce the request to 2 million. We're done with discussion. All those in favor say yes. Any opposed?
No.
One yes. The motion fails.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Chair, I have an amendment to make. Page one. Line 16 and 24, strike $7,351,000 and insert $6,242,000. And on line 26, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. Committee, any action? Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to report ONCA 2590 to Congress as amended.
Any discussion? You want to put due pass?
Yes, with a due pass.
Okay. All right, so the motion is due pass as amended.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is ONCA 25-105, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,250,000 to the Monzeska ODOTC place to borrow money as unrestricted loan capital and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Shaw. Any action?
Chair. Sorry.
Yes, speaker or speaker and then second speaker.
I was just going to add a point of clarification just to make sure everybody remembered that the amount listed on the agenda has been amended. It was amended up to $1,668,505, and that includes their operating expenses.
Good point. Thank you. Speaker Shaw.
Thank you. At this point, I will go ahead and make a motion to report ONCA 25-105 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The next item is 11 ONCA 25-114, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $372,500 to the Hominy Dugout Club and to establish an alternate effective date. Committee, any action? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I believe that in our last meeting that that amount in the title was amended down to $322,500, an amendment which I supported that Congresswoman Goodfox, she went and shook the trees and found a little bit of money for this project, and I appreciate her efforts to do this. So at this time, I'd like to report ONCA 25-114 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as it's been amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is ONCA 25-116, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the legislative branch for professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have an amendment I'd like to propose to that. Page 1, line 31, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 25116 to Congress as amended with no recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Chair.
I have second speaker and then Congressman Potts. Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. We also have Ms. Barrow and Mr. Standing Bear on the line. I didn't know if you would like for them to add any other further conversation about this or no at this time, but I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I fear the votes may have already been counted on this bill, but I've actually never spoken on or introduced this bill in this committee before. So I was hoping I might be able to have that opportunity.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'll withdraw my motion to afford him that opportunity.
Understood. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 25116 is $500,000 for the appropriation for a membership audit to the legislative branch of government. The membership committee heard from the membership office, Secretary Barrow, and Director Standing Bear both presented to the committee. What's different about this bill? What's different about this bill is that it places the requirement for a membership audit.
Congressman Potts. I am so sorry. I'm going to have a point of order. I've got to get clarification from the clerk. If you've never introduced it, I thought you had, we talked about this in appropriations, but you're not here. And if not, and he's virtual with no co-sponsor, can we discuss that, clerk, at this time?
No, ma'am, I do not believe so, but I am double checking the rules right now.
Okay, Congressman Potts, I had thought that you had discussed this in committee, but I think it was in the Committee of Jurisdiction, and I apologize. Co-sponsor, sir?
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Congressman Potts and then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the Committee of Jurisdiction. It was not heard in the membership committee previously.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, sir. And I had thought that you had spoke to this before, Congressman Potts, but...
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have not spoken about it. It was brought up, and other members of the executive branch were allowed to speak on it without me being present.
Okay. That's where it was. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, and I think earlier during this meeting, I made that point and asked you, and you guys assured me that it had been discussed in this committee, and that's why I felt like I was able to make amendments to it. So the chair and the assistant chair both told me that it had been discussed in our committee before, so I just wanted to say that.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bill has been discussed in committee. However, I was not present, and so I would be curious as to how our rules would reflect that that was allowed to happen, but then this is not being allowed.
Well, I mean, you're making a good point, because in all honesty, I thought that we had, and that's my fault as the chair, Congressman Potts, because we did allow the executive to speak to it. And actually, in all honesty, Congressman Potts and I did have a conversation that morning, and he wasn't prepared, not that he wasn't prepared to speak to it, but he and I did have a conversation about, I think it was it this bill or your rental? I can't remember, Congressman.
It was both, Madam Chair.
Is there... okay, so let's do this. Just a suggestion. I don't know, and you might have to help me here, Congresswoman. Could we discharge this so it's allowed to be voted on, or is it because he's never been here to introduce it in person? Is that's the barrier? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
A discharge notice takes 8 signatures of Congress to get it out of this committee. I could pose a point of order, and I believe that the chair of the committee, if I'm not wrong, the clerk will correct me, has the ability to rule on the point of order of whether we'll go ahead and hear this bill or not. So if we want to handle it that way, would that be a proper way to handle it, Ms. Kimball? If I pull a point of order up and let the chair rule on that point of order?
Let me check the rules for that.
Do we want to take a brief recess?
If we can, that would be...
Listen, that's fine, and I don't mind taking a recess to ensure we're following our own rules. So, how long do you guys think?
5-10 minutes. Move to go into a brief recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you.